I'm Russ White for MSU Today.
WKAR PBS Kids 24/7 is the official channel, the PBS Kids channel, where kids and families can watch PBS programming virtually anytime during the day or night.
That's Susie Elkins, Interim Director of Broadcasting and General Manager of WKAR Public Media at Michigan State University.
And the most exciting part about that is that we know most viewing for kids and families happens after dinner, before bed, and that's generally when we're in prime time for our regular channel. And so this gives them an opportunity to have access to educational, entertaining, fun programming any time of the day or night.
Jennifer English is Senior Director of PBS Kids Partnerships and Station Relations.
It's part of our overall mission to serve every child, and particularly children in low-income communities. This is the first of its kind, free 24-hour children's service. It's available over the air, so you don't have to subscribe to cable to receive it. And the video app is free as well. So it really is part of our larger mission to ensure that high-quality educational content that builds resilient learners and feeds the whole child learning experience is available to every child.
Elkins says WKAR Family will bring together all the new PBS Kids 24/7 multi-platform services.
WKAR Family is our larger umbrella that includes, of course, the 24/7 PBS Kids channel, but it also includes the stream. There's a live video stream that happens all day long, 24/7 online as well, and interactive games, as well as our own local piece, which is connecting with faculty on campus here at Michigan State University to highlight their research in early childhood development. So we want to put a spotlight on research based on STEM topics, math, literacy, reading, social, emotional. And the idea behind it really is to power the channel, power all of our early childhood education work through the research from Michigan State University. They know what works, and the challenge is helping to get that information out to parents and caregivers and families so that they can use it. And that's where we come in. So we try to distill down the immense amount of intellectual knowledge that we have here on campus and create into a 30-second, one-minute spot that is a takeaway, a helpful hint for parents. I also want them to be encouragement for parents. So a lot of what they're discovering that works in early childhood development is parental involvement. And so when you're playing, when you're encouraging your kids to play, imaginative play, that's fun and something that kids should do, but there are also some things happening in their brains when they do that. And so as a parent, when you're encouraging that, you're encouraging them to be ready to enter school, you're encouraging them to make connections between play and math, and our researchers can explain that really well and help parents understand that they have support, what they're doing is right and good, and they're probably going to be the biggest influence on how their kids learn throughout their entire lives.
And what's really exciting about that is that it is an opportunity for us to extend all of that great PBS Kids content to kids whenever they're watching television. Historically, public television stations have mainly aired children's programming in the morning and in the early afternoon, but we know that kids watch a lot of content in the later afternoon and through the evening, and so this new distribution will allow us to provide research-based educational content to kids whenever they're watching television.
Among the many collaborators on the project is MSU's College of Social Science. The dean is Rachel Croson.
The College of Social Science includes the Department of Human Development and Family Studies, and this includes a number of faculty who study and do research and do outreach activities around child development and healthy child development and understanding how kids learn, not only intellectually learn, but also learn socially, learn to interact with other kids, learn to have sort of healthy relationships. And so we see that this channel has the ability to both enhance our understanding and our the capacity in that, and also for a data collection opportunity to allow those faculty to collect information about what enhances learning in those domains.
MSU Extension is another collaborator, and its director, Jeff Dwyer, is excited to be involved.
Well, our team has really done a fantastic job of developing lessons and activities that drive programming, in part with this new relationship with WKAR and public television, by helping it to jump off the screen and right into people's lives. And really, that's whether they're at home, whether they're with their families, in childcare setting, on the farm, or wherever it might be. And so we're very excited about the opportunity to take the things we've been doing, frankly, for 100 years in many cases, evidence-based research for children, youth, and families, and having this completely new opportunity to spread that message and that information and research to people all over the state of Michigan through public television.
None of this could happen without all of the collaboration that we've had with the departments on campus, such as the College of Education, MSU Extension, Social Sciences. These are all folks that have been studying and working in early childhood development their entire careers. And when we combine their expertise with the amazing national PBS programming, I mean, it's just the sky's the limit in terms of what that can do for children and families. And so we've so appreciated being able to pick up the phone and call virtually anyone on campus and say, what do you know about this topic? Or if Daniel Tiger is talking about social-emotional connections with kids, what do you know about that? And boy, do they know something about that. And they're willing to share that with us. And they've given us their time and expertise. And we really want to make them proud and essentially relay that information to get it into the hands of parents and kids so that they can do something with it. And some of the feedback we've gotten from our faculty is how they've appreciated that opportunity, because often they're talking with other scholars, they're talking with other experts and comparing notes and understanding, and that's all very important, but it's really kind of, it's been nice for them, I think, to see it applied in real life with real parents who can appreciate that and use it with their kids.
The Lansing School District is another partner on the project, which will put 1,000 PBS playtime pads into the hands of Lansing kindergartners. Lansing School Superintendent is Yvonne Kamal Kanul.
It's going to connect them to the world, to new application possibilities, to new learning. It's going to have families will be engaged in this. It's just such a benefit for our district and for our kids. What I really like is the aspect of the research study, of course, so that we can get better data on what our learning needs are with our young kindergartners. You know, some of us are kind of old, so we sort of don't remember what it was like to be in kindergarten. And kindergarten kids nowadays are pretty sophisticated. So we'll learn a lot from this partnership. And, of course, having anything with Michigan State University, who's right down the road from us, you know, is always a blessing.
Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon likes the national exposure the project will give to MSU research expertise.
This is a national effort that PBS is going to launch, this 24/7 children's channel. But we've been invited on the ground floor to help produce content based on great research. And Michigan State is going to be developing all of these. They're going to be tested here. And then they'll be available, you know, nationwide. And that really makes this not just something to sit in front of, but something for families to do together.
I am a mom. I have two kids, and they're a little bit older now from this demographic. But the reason this is near and dear to my heart is because as a parent, I really struggled with knowing what expectations I could have for them at what age. And so often as a parent, you feel, am I doing enough? Am I making these connections? Are they going to be ready to learn when they enter school? What should I be doing? And I think what we can show parents is what you're doing is enough. We just want to bring it a little bit more into your consciousness so you can do maybe a little bit more of it. And you can see that when you're playing with them, you're creating those connections in their brains that are helping them with brain development that is going to carry them through the rest of their lives. And so just being there, just talking with them, just connecting, you're doing it. And we at WKR and me as a mom, I just want to be able to say that. I want to be able to say we support you, we honor you, and we want to help you.
Prabhu David is dean of MSU's College of Communication Arts and Sciences.
It's more than just a 24/7 channel. It is a concerted effort to build resilience in families, to build a resilient society, resilient kids, parents, grandparents. And we do that by doing something quite innovative, by mobilizing all the assets that we have at a large land-grant university like ours and bringing it to bear on one key issue, that is building kids who are empowered and who are able to empower others.
My hope is that people see through this project that we are committed WKAR is committed to early childhood education. We're committed to families. We're committed to kids. And we're committed to working with the College of Communication Arts and Sciences and their experts and all of the experts across campus and all of the departments to make sure that the resources that are here on campus at this university are for the public. They're for you, and we have a unique ability and responsibility to take those resources and those tools and connect them to the families that need them. And I want people to know that we're a partner. We're in there with you. We want you to succeed. And if there's anything that we can do to help you do that, we're going to do it.
We're really excited to be here at WKAR at Michigan State because we also are exploring ways that we can work with the station and with the university to take a look at developing more research-based children's media and gaming. There's a lot of technical and academic expertise here that we're looking to partner with and see how we can explore continuing to build a more effective educational content for young children.
For more on WKAR PBS Kids 24/7, visit WKAR.org. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.